And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The United States Thursday sanctioned Iran over Tehran's weekend missile and drone attack on Israel, targeting individuals and companies that provided weapons and materials to Iran's war machine. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Thursday, "We helped defeat this attack, and today we're holding Iran accountable, imposing new sanctions and export controls on Iran." Biden also issued a warning to Iran's supporters, saying, "Let it be clear to all those who enable and support Iran's attacks. The U.S. is committed to Israel's security, and we will not hesitate to take all necessary action to hold you accountable." The Treasury Department's sanctions targeted 16 individuals and two entities that work to supply unmanned aerial vehicles, plus five companies that provide components for one of Iran's largest steel producers. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Thursday painted a dark picture of the situation in the Middle East, warning that the spiraling tensions over the war in Gaza and Iran's attack on Israel could devolve into an expanded conflict.
The Middle East is on a precipice. Recent days have seen a perilous escalation in words and deeds. One miscalculation, one miscommunication, one mistake could lead to the unthinkable. A full-scale regional conflict that would be devastating for all involved and for the rest of the world.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba attended the G7 meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday in an effort to encourage the nation's richest nations to supply more military aid for Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, attended the meeting as well and told reporters G7 leaders need to provide more arms to Ukraine to help stave off Russia's incursion. For more on these and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Climate scientists are warning that a recent heat wave in West Africa, the worst in the region's living memory, is a sign that extreme temperatures could become more frequent. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In late March and early April, many West African countries were gripped by days and nights of temperatures above 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 Celsius. The severity of the heat wave led climate scientists from World Weather Attribution to conduct a rapid analysis. It concluded that the temperatures would not have been reached if industry had not warmed the planet by burning fossil fuels and other activities. And according to Claire Barnes, a WWA statistician, the situation is likely to get worse.
At 2 degrees of warming, which is the kind of threshold that we often look at for future temperatures, we would expect to see heat waves like this maybe 10 times more frequently.
Despite a lack of data, the WWA estimates that the heat wave led to hundreds or possibly thousands of deaths.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Speaking in Tokyo Thursday, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, called for major reforms in the United Nations Security Council. Thomas Greenfield, on an Asian tour that included a stop in South Korea, addressed an event at Tokyo's National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies, saying the Security Council and the UN as a whole need reform, as the realities of 70 years ago, when the institution was founded, do not reflect the realities of today.
Where we have 193 members of the Security Council, where Africa does not have a permanent seat, Latin America does not have a permanent seat, and other countries around the world and other regions are not represented in a significant way in the Council.
Thomas Greenfield says she's discussed Security Council reforms with the other permanent members of the Council. The U.S. Justice Department says it's stepping up efforts to reduce violent crime. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says crime has dropped in many places after a COVID-19 pandemic-era spike, but there is much more to do. The department's launching a specialized gun intelligence center in Chicago in a bid to better identify weapons traffickers and shooters. It will also boost task forces to curb carjackings, aimed at getting federal officials involved in investigations from the start. The initiatives are part of a broader administration effort to address violent crime, an issue the president featured in his reelection campaign to reach young voters worried about gun violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.